Badia East is one of the largest informal settlements in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital. With no notification, police forced the residents out of their houses and bulldozers began to demolish the rough structures that were home to nearly 15,000 people. Some found shelter in similar neighborhoods elsewhere in the city. But more than 1 month later, hundreds of the displaced people are still sleeping in the open near the ruins of their non-demolished homes, including nursing mother Yabo Benson.
The eviction seriously affected me. My baby was less than a month old when my house was demolished. I have been sleeping outside with the baby and my other children ever since. The little one down with several health problems. You know, as a newborn, she should not be exposed to the weather.
Informal settlements like Badia East are common in the severely overcrowded Lagos. Many of the poor in this city of more than 20 million people live in tightly packed areas filled with hastily built shacks. Within these so-called slums, residents establish houses of worship, small businesses, and communal sanitation centers. Many of the people who lost their homes in Badia East say they were evicted without any compensation for their losses. With nowhere else to go, they are left to live outside, exposed to heavy rains and severe heat from the sun. Many, like widow Kemi Ogunyemi, were unable to salvage any of their belongings when their homes or small shops were destroyed.
I sell food. That is the job I do to feed my four children. I went to buy meat. Before I came back, they had demolished the house. They didn't even let me get clothing out for my children to wear.
Ogunyemi's plight reflects the situation for many. They not only lost their shelter, they also lost their source of livelihood. Ola Igbayelo, chief of the Badia East slum, says the land belongs to his people because more than 40 years ago, the Nigerian government relocated them there when it acquired their land to build the National Arts Theater.
We are from National Theater. We lived here 1973. They tell us that they want to use that place, so we should come here. Federal government erect us here, so we are here.
Demolitions are not new. They mainly take place in slums where the government, corporate organizations, or rich families forcefully take land from the poor without any compensation. In Badia East, it's no different. Ownership of the land has been the subject of dispute for years. In 2014, a court ruled that the land on which the informal settlement sits belongs to a rich Lagos family. Human rights and housing advocates questioned the legal process that led to the court-ordered evictions, saying the people residing in the community were not party to the case. Megan Chapman of the Lagos-based Justice and Empowerment Initiative, a group fighting for the rights of marginalized communities, says the evictions constitute a violation of the residents' constitutional rights.
It was also an infringement on their right to shelter, because why should they lose their livelihood if they were doing business? Why should they lose their shelter if they were living there because someone is coming and saying that they're the owner of the land, when they had been living there for so many decades before that time and no one ever came and carried them to court saying this is their land, so they could have defended themselves.
Protests continue as the community fights further demolitions. The demonstrations forced the government to call for a 30-day suspension, but the pause expires in about 10 days' time, and the demolitions may soon resume in both Badia East and a handful of adjoining slums, home to a total population of 30,000 people. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.